brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a spinoff group basically inspired by We Are Change, Federal Jack, that's been around for a few years, a website, successful YouTube channels. They go out and confront Al Gore peaceably on global warming fraud and things like that. Popeye, and that's his handle, we're going to reveal his real name today, one of the heads of Federal Jack, got an FBI visit this morning, and they didn't really give him their names, but he's going to their office now. It's 3 miles away to demand it. They came and asked, do you know any terrorists? And then they asked about other members of Federal Jack. And this is the type of stuff that goes on. Right before we were going to release the Obama deception, the FBI came here and said they were concerned about some comments of the hundreds of thousands of comments or more on Infowars.com on the articles. But then they were asking about via telephone after they left about the Obama deception. And I got a little spooked by that. And so I decided to release the film 2 days early. And then because of the subpoena, I wasn't allowed to say why they were here. People said, oh, he made that up. The FBI wasn't there. And then 6 months later, it was AP, Reuters, Wired Magazine, the cover story of why they were here for the IP addresses with a subpoena of the commenters. But while they were here, they then followed up and said, we want to know about Obama. We want to know about your new film. And I'm like, what does that have to do with any of this? No. Well, what are you planning with Obama? This is the type of stuff that goes on in America. And it's very creepy. It's very spooky. It's very melancholy. And it's all about intimidation because Federal Jack, Luke Radowski's gotten threats at his home and threats to his family. So have I. And sometimes when the government calls you or it's private contractors, we don't know, they will tell you conversations you just had on the phone, let you know, hey, we got power, pal, to try to scare you. This isn't just Joe Schmo calling you. We're going to get him on the show in the last 20 minutes or so when Bob Chapman joins us. But finishing up with Ted Anderson, Ted, getting back to these gold and silver offers, I mean, these are great deals, and you're able to offer it because gold and silver keeps going up so much. You buy a bunch of it. When they do these dips, it's overall going straight up, but there's little dips before it goes back up. You buy when it dips and then pass on the savings, and that's how you're so successful. And you make a tiny, because I see the actual markup sheets, 2, 3, 4% max. But after shipping, handling, your cost, I know I was actually talking to some of the brokers yesterday. They're kind of irritated by it because all they do is take these orders, and then they can never even make a little markup to even make a little money for themselves. But this is your loss leader. Briefly, in the minute and a half we have left, mention some of the francs, some of the silver half dollars. What are the specials you've got right now for folks that are running through the weekend? And, again, it will go up next week, as it did this week a little bit, because you're running out of the stuff you bought earlier.
Yeah, sure are. I tell you what, the franc right now is presently at $319, and the British sovereign currently right now is at $399. I mean, Alex, I can't say it enough. People need your videos and your films. $115 for that deal. It's just out of this world smoking. In addition to this, I mean, the material that you're putting out is probably the most important part of this, but people are going to have silver instead of Federal Reserve notes.
And by the way, we're risking our life. I mean, Wayne Madsen's having to leave the country now.
Yeah, I know it. And that's the kind of thing that's going on. I mean, you put all this money and all this effort into these videos, and of course people want to watch them for free. That's if they're on the internet. But man, these are the original in the plastic holders. You can give them to somebody and have them watch them. I mean, if they want to know what's really going on, Alex, just that explanation that you had on carbon taxes right before you had me come up after the break is so invaluable. I mean, everybody thinks that it's Democrat, Republican, and all this, right, left wing thing, and it's not. It's about paying a tax to a world organization so they can have a world currency, collect interest on the debt by this carbon tax.
Absolutely. Ted, we're out of time. Great points. Brokers will be there throughout the weekend. Call today, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. We've got the head of the American Small Business League joining us straight ahead. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Money.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next 30 minutes, Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com, is our guest. If you missed it, it'll be in the podcast and rebroadcast on stations all over the country this weekend. We had Lou Dobbs on for 37 minutes in the first hour. Very informative interview. And Lloyd Chapman's put out a press release analyzing, and we're going to get this posted up on Infowars.com. For immediate release, dealing with Obama's budget plan, higher taxes on small businesses and federal small business contracts for Fortune 500 firms. Of course, a few months ago, Obama proposed having the bidding process secret so they can put small businesses on a blacklist and only give it to big mega companies, which violates federal law. But the first thing, before we even get into the speech and what Obama said two nights ago and where this economy's going, I wanted to discuss corporate welfare with the Fortune 100 mainly. Some of the other 500 aren't as bad. And the Obama waivers, over 1,000 of them to McDonald's and the auto workers union. You don't have to get the insurance. Everybody else does, even though those groups then lobbied, you know, previously for it. So it's like going to the Queen of England to get a special license and nobody else can. It shuts down all the competition and they can hand out favors to their cronies. But now we learn why the private Federal Reserve in the last 3 years and all these bailouts and stimulus packages didn't want anybody to know where the trillions went, because most of it went to overseas banks, Muammar Gaddafi, General Electric, MSNBC, mainstream newspapers. I mean, the federal government now with taxpayer money is directly not just giving contracts to megacorporations and cutting out the little guy and killing small business. That's the real stimulus if you're going to have this system. But it's going directly to the mainline corporate media that is calling for more taxes on the middle class, which is then paid to the megacorporations. I mean, this is very simple, but for the general public, they still haven't figured it out, and they're in this big left-right argument about what, how much to cut Social Security, when if you look at the actuaries, that won't do anything to stop this corporate welfare situation. So Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, break it down for us.
Well, you know, basically the large corporations control our government. And, you know, the lobbyists on K Street that work for these large corporations, they call the shots and they get the legislation they want passed and the policies. And the middle class and small businesses, you know, are getting cheated out of, you know, billions of dollars. We estimate that $100 million an hour in federal small business contracts are going to Fortune 500 firms. And it's just, you know, when I hear you talk about it, I always talk about it, but to hear you talk about it, it's just almost unbelievable. When people hear this, it's just almost unbelievable. But to think that, you know, if you're a retired fireman in Houston, you paid more taxes than General Electric did last year. It's just unbelievable that the government's allowing these large corporations to get away with, you know, paying no taxes, and they're going to raise the taxes on small businesses and talk about cutting Medicare and Social Security. It's just so unbelievable.
Well, you just said it. That's the incredible fraud of Obama and the Democrats, the big mega banks that openly, and the head of his economic board, the former head of GE, Obama just 3 months ago gave him waivers on all of their new coal power plants, but isn't giving the waivers to everybody else and actually shutting down their competition. I mean, this is pure racketeering, and then Obama points the big, you know, blue-collar mass of people who are going under with the inflation that's happening. They point them at the middle class, and Obama says, I'm going to raise taxes on the rich, but he's not doing it on the real ultra-rich who are getting the corporate welfare. They're pointing it at the small businesses in America. I mean, this, and the Republicans aren't even pointing that out. I mean, they're there saying corporations are perfect, they're fine, not pointing out the difference between a mega corporation and a mom and pop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's really, really sad. In fact, I'm really concerned that Obama may actually try to end federal contracting programs for small businesses by combining the SBA with the Commerce Department. The Commerce Department is really run by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and by Fortune 500 firms. And I would characterize the Commerce Department as almost anti-small business. So to think about combining the SBA, which is supposed to promote the interest of small businesses, with the agency that's there to promote the interest of Fortune 500 firms, it's just absurd. But I'm very concerned that he might try to do that. But, yeah, it's just so I call it economic sabotage. People need to realize that 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees. Small businesses employ over 56% of the private sector workforce. They're responsible for over half of the gross domestic product. 90% of all U.S. exports come to small businesses. And I believe over 90% of all inventions and patents and innovations
yes.
come to small businesses. Obama and Bush have given small businesses less than 3% of the stimulus funds. Think about that. We're trying to create jobs. And small businesses, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, this is not, you know, me, the Census Bureau, small businesses are responsible for over 90% of all net new jobs in America. It's been that way for decades. And they've given them 3% of stimulus funds. And, you know, while we're talking, the government's giving small business contracts to companies in England, Holland, France. You know, just, it's crazy. And it's, and that's why you don't see unemployment dropping. You know, how can unemployment drop when small businesses are responsible for over 90% of all net new jobs? They've given them no stimulus funds, and the federal program to direct 23% of all government contracts to small businesses, that money's all being diverted to Fortune 500 firms.
Well, let me give listeners a microcosm, and folks can pull up the specific numbers on this, but generally, animal ID, premises ID, the Agriculture Department's stated policy, because you said you know, that the Department of Commerce, you know, might as well publicly say they have an anti-small business view.
Absolutely.
But with the Agriculture Department, they openly say get big or get out. And the vast majority of the farm subsidies go to big agribusiness because they're designed to even be able to take it. The little guys can't get it. And now the big guys publicly in the last year gave hundreds of millions of dollars to try to pass the animal ID, premises ID, and other laws and the Safe Food Act and all that to openly shut down the little guys when almost all the violations are by big mega agribusiness. And it turns out big mega agribusiness wrote those regulations and admitted it was to shut down their competition. I mean, this is the name of the game.
Absolutely. You know, if people, you know, if you talk to, you know, people on the street, it's hard for them to understand that the government is as corrupt as it is. It's just, you know, when you look at any congressional committee, you'll see that the majority of the political contributions to the members of Congress on that committee come from the industry they're supposed to regulate. It's that way across the board. In fact, I was thinking about this small business issue. You know, I'm going to the Supreme Court to try to get the phone records of an SBA executive. I filed my 14th Freedom of Information lawsuit against the Obama administration yesterday. I think I'll probably file as many as 50 before the year's over. And this is from a guy who said he's kind of the most transparent administration in history. But people just don't realize how corrupt the government is because the big corporations control all the committees. In the Small Business Committee, for example, Boeing is a major contributor to both the House and Senate Small Business Committee. And whenever there's a hearing on small business policy, the American Small Business League is never called. But Boeing, you know, is called to testify. But it's that way in every area of government. I was watching Terrorstorm the other night again. And that's, by the way, that's a fantastic movie. Anyone that hasn't seen that should watch. That's really, I love it. But it really just shows to me that in every area of government, you know, this corruption is just rampant. It's just so upsetting.
Well, it is. Looking at Obama's speech, he's talking about getting rid of the tax write-offs that are there or reducing them. I mean, here in my office, we, even though we know the income tax is paid to the Federal Reserve and it's a fraud, the point is if we don't pay it all, dot the I's, cross the T's, they're going to come in here and shut me down. I'm under a magnifying glass. But I look at it, my employees pay taxes. They've written the laws now, the CPAs have explained and showed me, where we can't even write off computers or building a wall in the office or expanding. And now they're going to get rid of even more of the write-offs. And then meanwhile, the big international corporations like GE and others, they write the laws themselves through the lobbyists and where they're exempt from everything. And it's just incredible that small businesses can even stay afloat anywhere the way this has been set up. I mean, it's so incredible that I pay so much more money than General Electric does, people that make hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and that's just domestically, then they have all their offshore tax-free operations, and then my taxes don't even go to the country. It goes to the private Federal Reserve.
Yeah, it's shocking to think that was it ExxonMobil that paid no taxes last year?
Yes.
Yeah, and now GE's paying no taxes, and small businesses are going to have their taxes raised. It's just unbelievable.
And Obama calls that liberal. I mean, what do all these blue-collar supporters of Obama that think there's a free lunch somewhere, what are they going to do as more businesses shut down and they lose their jobs? I guess we'll go above 44 million on food stamps.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. It's hard. In fact, I'll say it's almost impossible to get this in the mainstream media. We're talking about GE. You know, GE owns NBC. And, you know, you can't get stories about GE, you know, in the press. You can't. In fact, I was watching some major news network every day, and I saw an ad for Boeing. If you'll watch any major news channel, you'll see these ads for Boeing and Lockheed and the American Petroleum Institute. Why is Boeing running ads on national television? What is Boeing selling that the American people can buy? They run ads on these national news channels to control the media so they won't run any negative stories about
Monsanto, Archer Daniel Midland, the defense contractors. These are ads for stealth bombers on the news I've been seeing for decades. They're not selling stealth bombers to consumer TV audiences. They're paying off the media. Or they're, in the case of GE, just putting money in another one of their subsidiaries. Stay there. I want to get more into Obama's speech, your latest press release on this with Lloyd Chapman, the president of the American Small Business
Iodine
League.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Most of you, the audience of the syndicated broadcast, totally get it. But for new listeners, I want to simplify this as much as I can and then get Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League's take on it. It's very simple. The Republicans are saying all corporations are wonderful, perfect. They made the sun rise this morning. The Democrats are saying government is wonderful. They made the sun rise this morning, and corporations are bad. The truth is, the mega corporations are above the law, wrote the law with loopholes. They're offshore, and they are globalists. They are bad. They've created a rigged playing field with it tilted against the little guys, and they are coming in and now lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class when most of it gets paid to them in corporate welfare. And the Republicans won't tell you that. I see these videos circulating like Eat the Rich, and it says even if you took all the rich people's money, the $1.5 trillion, it'd be gone within 3 months of the first year's budget. And that's true. But they don't tell you that there's 3 to 4 to 5, depending on how you break it down, that money offshore, they take offshore. That's the difference. Going over Obama's speech and where this is going, this is pretty scary, Lloyd. And now they're saying if we try to cut the budget or anything, it's going to cause a default on the dollar. What's your view on Obama's speech? I thought it was pretty horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just horrifying is the word. That's the word. It's horrifying. Did you notice how he what he called raising taxes? I was actually watching Comedy Central, and they're making fun of him. When Obama was elected, Stephen Colbert actually kind of teared up. Now Comedy Central, Jon Stewart, they're making fun of him. He called raising taxes on small businesses spending cuts in the tax code. Did you catch that one?
Yes.
Spending cuts in the tax code. Yeah, he's raising taxes on small businesses. To tell you the truth, the most amazing thing to me about his speech was how nonspecific it was. You know, you could sit there and watch it, and I was actually watching, taking notes, because I have to talk about this, and it was just very vague. And also the thing that amazed me was how he goes out 12 years to make it sound like it's a lot of money. You know, you're not going to be in office in 12 years. You probably won't be in office in 24 months. And it's just really bizarre how he says, yeah, it's going to save X number of dollars over the next 12 years. Well, your policies won't be in place 12 years from now. No matter what policy they pass now, that won't be in place.
Well, they always say we're going to leave Iraq in 2 years, and 2 years later they don't.
Yeah.
They're calling the war a kinetic action, and they're saying ground troops are just advisors. I mean, this is and now tax increases are cleaning up tax exemptions. I mean, this really is Orwellian.
Yeah, I'll tell you something funny. You can't believe anything that Obama says. Remember, I'm embarrassed to say and remind you that I campaigned for Obama. I would do radio shows campaigning for him. I met him. I talked to him. I thought he was going to be great. And he's gone back on every single campaign promise he made. I literally can't think of anything that he said he was going to do that he's done. I really am not aware.
And he's taken every Bush corrupt policy, because these guys are just front men, and put it in high gear. And Democrats are like, we like torture. We like war now. We like GE robbing us. It's fun.
Well, I'll tell you something that amazes me. I think I saw a poll that he has something like 95% approval rating with African Americans, and minorities don't understand that he is dismantling all federal contracting programs for minorities. There's a federal law that says 5% of all government contracts should go to minorities. And within, I think within 90 days of being elected, he sent a memo out to the Pentagon to start dismantling that program. And there's no publicity, there's no press. So the first black president and the first African-American attorney general are dismantling the federal programs to help minorities get government contracts, and no one seems to know about it. But you have to remember, when you see Obama on television, he's reading every word he's saying. He's reading it. And he looks left and right like he's, looking at the crowd. He's reading it off of teleprompters. You know, one of my staff, back when we were campaigning for him, went to a campaign speech and sat behind him. And he said he's looking at these two clear plastic, teleprompters reading the speech. But when you see it on television, and he's looking to the left and looking to the right, looking to the center, looks like he's, looking everybody in the eye. He's reading everything.
The news for over a year and a half would never pull back and show the teleprompters.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Republicans when I saw his real policies, even before he got into office. I said, you Republicans, it's all about the surface. Well, he's a Democrat, so he must be bad.
Yeah.
Well, he actually expanded all of the Bush policies, just different rhetoric. All of you Republicans, if you're actually about the real actions, wars, torture, big government, soaking us to corporations, you should love Obama. mainline Republicans should fall down on their knees and worship him. And hey, black Americans taking your small business contracts, you like being poor? You like not having a shot at those contracts? Good. And you do. Republicans hate him because of surface issues, even though they should love him. And Democrats love him, even though they should hate him, if they follow their real policies. Let's do a few more minutes. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Our guest is leaving us in about 5 minutes. We're going to open the phones up for the rest of the hour. Then Bob Chapman is joining us to break down what's happening in the economy, the latest on Fukushima, the Middle East, you name it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And for about 20 minutes of the next hour, towards the end of the show, the broadcast, I've got one of the head guys at Federal Jack, a great group influenced by We Are Change, real grassroots media, going out to press conferences, asking Al Gore questions, asking Republicans questions, exposing what's happening. Very peaceful, nice folks. YouTube channel getting, you know, millions of views. Got the head guy, got an FBI visit. And I know Popeye. We're going to release his real name. That's his YouTube handle. Woke him up early this morning, didn't offer who they were when they left. He called the FBI, tried to go down there. Now they won't give him their names. Just incredible that, and we've had the FBI come here too, and then ask us about the Obama deception and, you know, what are we doing? Well, they came here and then left. And then I got phone calls from the agent that sent them here in California asking me questions. And I said, what does this have to do with, you know, all this. So this is intimidation going on against the American people, and it's very, very creepy and very, very dangerous when you've got the White House regulations are coming out and saying we should infiltrate liberty groups, we should discredit them, we should try to pass laws to arrest people that question government. I mean, these are quotes. And then you have the New York Magazine 2 weeks ago with a front cover profile on myself basically saying, yes, I could cause violence, even though I'm not for violence offensively. I am for defending yourself against tyranny if you have to, like Hitler, what happened. We should lay down to that. And he went on to quote Cass Sunstein and say, basically, maybe Cass Sunstein's right. I mean, we just saw Media Matters and internal memos that came out in Politico 2 weeks ago saying, infiltrate, destroy alternative media. I mean, this is getting scary. Wayne Madsen, who's a liberal, but been exposing Obama. He's directly from the State Department source and a major media source, via a government source, is leaving the country because he's been told they've got the government has a hit out on him. And by the way, he's the guy that got me Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, on. And I said, you're not going to kill yourself, are you? And she said, no. And then a month or so later, they murdered her. And she told her, the manager of the condo complex she lived in for years in Florida, in between D.C., that, okay, I'm going to prison now. I'm going to deliver these boxes to my mom. I got people following me. She told us she wouldn't commit suicide, and they just killed her and hung her in the shed at her mommy's, her elderly mother, who found her. And then they told us it was a suicide. I mean, this is scary, scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, we have a tyranny on our hands. I didn't mean to digress Lloyd Chapman off into that. but I mean, this is the real world we live in.
I'll tell you something. Someday I'll have to tell you what's happened to me. I've got some stories to tell you.
No, go ahead. People need to hear what goes on in America. You head up a group with hundreds of thousands of members, very prominent. You're suing the government. You're getting documents. Tell us. People need to know who and I don't do this to scare people. I do this so folks know just the type of criminals we're dealing with, because I believe in America, the American people, and I believe that we're going to stand up against these bullies. Just like an old Western where the bad guys come into town and people are finally sick of it. I mean, briefly, tell folks what's happened to you.
Oh, I came to work one day, and there was a truck in the front of our building, and they said they were running phone lines for AT&T. And about 2 hours later, a metal rod the size of your finger came up through the floor in our phone room. And we went outside and, you know, confronted them. And then about a week later, AT&T called us. They weren't our provider, and said, we need to come into your building and work on your phone system. So, well, you're not our provider. You know, go away. And then our phone system went down. And the AT&T guys called and said, oh, you know, is your phone system down? You know, we need to come in and fix it. And I was out of town. They let them in. And then about a week after that was when Bush left office. And a guy from the NSA was on the Keith Olbermann show and said the NSA was monitoring people's phones. And then a few days after that, a guy from San Francisco that worked for AT&T said AT&T was giving the government information on people, you know, in Northern California. And, you know, gosh, I've had people follow me, and I've had guys walk up to me while I'm talking to people and take my picture and get in the car and drive away, and just all kinds of bizarre stuff.
Now, that's the exact kind of thing I get.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had, and you're in Northern California.
Yeah, yeah. I live in Sonoma County outside San Francisco, but they've been. I've had death threats. When I had a guy call me when I was suing the Pentagon back 20 years ago, and he said, "You're going to get hurt. You're interfering with one of the largest defense contracts in history. You're going to get hurt." And I was kind of puzzled. I thought, "Was that a crank? You know, what was that?" And I got two or three phone calls like that, and finally, guy called me and said, "You're going to get hurt." I said, "I tell you what. I'm from Texas. I've got a 357 Magnum revolver. Tell me where to meet you, and you can try to hurt me." And that's the last one I got. But I've had guys follow me in the freeway. I've had people, you know, I had a guy follow me one time. I went on the highway. I went down to 20. He stayed behind me. Went to 120. He stayed behind me. Right. But they're just trying to intimidate you. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've had this.
Oh, I've had that and a lot more. I've had the special forces guys three times. Once they didn't threaten me, but the other two times, and you can tell these are not regular Army people in plain clothes, and they get around you when you're coming out of Target getting baby diapers, in one case at 10 o'clock at night, 11 at night, or when I came out of the TV station by myself, and they'll just say, look, don't plan anything violent. And I go, you just say that so you can morally, in your mind, pretend that I'm a combatant and an enemy. And I said, I'm a media person. You guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And you know, then they'll basically, one time the guy poked me, and they said, oh, you think you can? I don't want to get into tough guy stuff, but I just said, look. Yeah. I just said, come on. You're a bunch of cowards. Go ahead and try something right now. Because at a certain point, you can't live in fear from this. We're not going to be men. We're going to be mice if we give into it. And, folks, if you give in, they're going to take everything. And it's just like in No Way Out with Kevin Costner. Once I had those experiences where he's being followed around at the Pentagon, and his boss knows that he's onto something, so he says, these men are now assigned to you. And he says, who are these men? These men are formerly associated with Special Forces. Yeah. And it's literally, but they were younger, all three cases, just like that. You can tell they've been overseas killing people. They think they're tough. And I'm just like looking at them. And now it came out last year in Bloomberg that the big insurance companies 11 years ago, now 12, signed a deal secretly to take all the death benefits of World War II vets through current vets. And they just steal their death benefits they've been paying into their insurance money. And it's like you want to talk to these guys and go, use your head, moron. This isn't what America's about, you threatening me in a parking lot. It came out 4 months ago in Tennessee that Campaign for Liberty is being spied on, that the Army is going to Ron Paul rallies. I mean, it came out 3 years ago in the Fed protest. In Houston, they had the Army spying on Ron Paul. On me up in Dallas, they had the Army there, and the Army memo leaked to us by good people in the Army, by the way, because, again, most of the donations were to Ron Paul that year. That's what's so incredible about this is that they've got the bad guys, and they're the minority, but they're the ones that will do this, saying, don't let the Ron Paul rally people know you're with the Army in plain clothes. They may try to kill you. So they're giving the troops memos that we're going to so maybe these guys they send to try to intimidate me, maybe they're believing what they've been told about us, man. I mean, it's just this is like the Soviet Union. This isn't America.
You know, I wrote a press release about that one time saying that cheating America isn't patriotic. And people in the military, you know, need to realize that when you're you know, spying on the American people and trying to intimidate people like you, that's not patriotic. You know, that's not what this country is founded on. And I had one of those guys outside my office. He was clearly a military guy in plain clothes, chain smoking. You could tell a military guy in plain clothes. You can just tell.
Well, you can tell Special Forces operators from regular Army. I mean, they're like wolves just looking at you, and they think it's real funny.
Yeah. It's interesting, but I'm... You know, I don't care anymore. And I'm like you. I don't care. There's nothing they can do. I don't care. These bozos, you know, they're around the office. I don't care. I think it's funny. Now, in fact, I'm proud that I can cause that much trouble.
Well, let's talk about what you discussed, because they try to keep these numbers secret, but you've got links to this in your document link in your press release, this April 13th report you just put out a few days ago. And it says the most recent information released by the Obama administration shows large receipts of small business contracts such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, Dell Computer, Xerox, SAIC. That's that big, that's one of the really sneaky ones.
Yeah.
General Dynamics, Bechtel, and John Deere. Moreover, federal data indicates that corporate giants are receiving as much as $200 billion a year from federal small business contracts. And correct me if I'm wrong, under that program, they're not supposed to be getting that money.
Absolutely not. In fact, federal law defines a small business as being independently owned. So a publicly traded company doesn't qualify as a small business no matter what they do. But, this is a story I've been trying to get the mainstream media for a decade. It's really hard. Small businesses are supposed to get around $230 billion a year in federal contracts. That would be the most powerful economic stimulus that anyone's ever proposed. It would create more jobs than anything President Bush or President Obama ever thought about. It's a wonderful program, you know, started back in 1953 with Eisenhower, and it's been completely, you know, subverted where all the money's going to the Fortune 500 firms. And, of course, as we talked earlier, they're the ones who control all these committees. So, and it's hard to get this in the press because those institutional ads that you and I see all the time from these big, you know, Fortune 500 defense contractors. But I think that if the government would do one thing, if President Obama would do one thing, he said in February of 2008, it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. If he would simply do that, it would create more jobs, put more existing federal infrastructure spending into the middle class than anything he's ever talked about.
But the big mega corporations want to consolidate power. Their own stated goal is to create an economic system where you have to work for them.
Absolutely.
And here they are getting the small business money. And so, of course, you're getting threats. Of course I'm getting threats. I mean, it's their $200 billion in their eyes. They want the taxpayer money, and I'm sick of it. I mean, our economy is falling apart. I'm an American. I'm a patriot. So are you. I want to have a future for my children. And to these, I mean, here's the deal. They know they're consolidating the economy and power. But at a certain point, they're going to destroy their own nest when they wreck things so bad. Where is the tax base going to be for them to continue to suck off of us? They're too good at what they're doing. They're killing the golden goose.
They've done it already, I think, quite frankly. I think they've done it already. And I think that these big corporations have just gone too far. And I'm not sure we can get the economy back on track, quite frankly. In fact, the things that Obama's proposing simply will not work. There's just no way it's going to work. You know, raising taxes on small businesses is economic sabotage. So I think it may be too late, and I just don't. I'm not confident that they're going to be able to get the economy back, you know, the way it was before. So I think these large corporations have just gone too far. And you know what, Alex? I think the secret to all this is campaign finance reform. If these big corporations couldn't funnel money into these politicians' pockets like they do, they wouldn't have this kind of power.
I agree with you, but yeah. Every time they give us a McCain-Feingold, it doubles what the big guys can give and restricts an individual.
Right.
So no matter, because people aren't sophisticated enough, whatever reform they give will be the opposite of what they claimed it was.
You know, that's the Washington, D.C. two-step, isn't it? To, you know, come out with a piece of legislation with one title that does exactly the opposite. But if the American people... I guess I was thinking about this earlier. We're not communicating. The American people are not communicating with their government. They're not getting it. So if you're sitting at home listening to this and you're upset, you need to do something. You know, do something. Get on the phone. You know, call your congressman, call your senator.
Well, that's what's frustrating. You're risking your name, your treasure, your body. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And I want the general public, all these so-called tough guys out there that wouldn't let their neighbor's dog do something in their yard, but they'll let the system rob them.
Right.
I want to see all you tough guys, all you John Waynes out there. I want to see you do what we're doing so you can face the intimidation and really learn how real this is. I want you to step into the fire, step onto the arena, get in the arena, because I know a lot of you are tough guys, and once they come after you, you're going to get your back up, and then we're going to have a larger army. And that's starting to happen, and we cannot give in to this intimidation. We have to start engaging our government at every level and get our liberty muscles back in place. The system's trying to intimidate us because they're scared, and they know they've gone one, you know, bridge too far. And I want to thank Lloyd Chapman of ASBL.com for joining us. We've got your press release posted at Infowars.com. I'd hope that Drudge or somebody would pick this up. But Obama budget plan, higher taxes on small businesses. And it is very important to get this information out. We'll talk to you again, Lloyd Chapman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
You know, I hardly ever talk about the intimidation here because it doesn't intimidate me, and that's why they don't do it that much anymore. I mean, it makes me mad. And it's spooky sometimes, but I just kind of like, whatever then. You know, at a certain point, you just got to stop caring. I mean, you got to – I go back to being 10, 11, 12, 13 years old and getting beat up almost every week by kids that were 3-4 years older. And I didn't go call the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center trying to push all these bullying laws to take everybody's free speech. They don't want to stop the bullying. They want to stop free speech. And they're not saying kids talking bad, they should go to jail. But the point is, bullying is an issue. But it only made me stronger that my dad said, well, tough luck, better fight back. You know, that was the kind of the old-fashioned view of things. And when I finally found out how to fight back, I not only started kicking their hind ends, I started enjoying it. And then that can become another problem when you go too far to the other side. But at a certain point, you just can't let people stomp and kick on you and be scared of them. And at a certain point, you got to just say, you know what? I don't know how this fight's going to end. This is a political info war, but you started it, and now I'm going to finish it. In fact, you may even beat me in the end. And let me tell you, a few times I got myself beat, leg broken, concussion, you name it. But you know what? They still, when they were walking away, they were bleeding and they were hurt bad too. At a certain point, you got to go, you know what? You're not coming out of this unscathed. I'm not here as your floor mat. I'm not here to be raped by you. It's over. You understand? Let me tell you, it feels a lot better fighting somebody than it does getting on the ground and balling up so they can sit there and kick you in the head and you got all these goose eggs on the top of your head. Okay? I am never going to get on my knees again and have people stomp on me and kick me in the head. You understand? I am not going to do it. And the globalists are cowards. They like to bomb people from 50,000 feet in the air. They like to snatch you and put a taser you and put a bag over your head and torture you for months. You're a bunch of scumbag serial killer cowards that go and get jobs for the globalists. That's what's sick. Our average military man and woman are the salt of the earth, good people. Evidenced by the polls, evidenced by their supporter Ron Paul. The problem is they sift through the military and law enforcement and find psychopaths, and they got an army of psychopaths. And it's time for the military and the police and the FBI listening to decide, what side are you on? If you serve this system, if you go along with this evil, if you rationalize and make excuses and just try to do your 25, 30 and get out, school teachers, bureaucrats, any of you, corporate people, if you turn your eyes away from reality and walk on, you're going to destroy our entire society. And that goes for the general public, too. If you don't resist this, you're part of the problem. And I'm not on some moralizing high horse here. This is about survival. It's like we're in a chamber, the water's pouring in. We got to find the lever to open the door and get out of here because the water's up to our neck right now. Pretty soon, it's going to be up to our eyeballs. All right, I'll come back, take your calls for 2 seconds. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with me.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from EMGear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at EMGear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are more good guys. guys and bad guys, but good guys have got to get out on the field. And that doesn't mean you got to save the world by yourself, but you got to have courage to at least speak the truth. You got to have courage to knock on your neighbor's door. You got to have courage to go to the city council, the school board. You got to have the courage to spend time to get informed. Folks, you know we're going into tyranny. No one can deny that. You know the government lies, even when the truth would serve them. Because they want to break your will and train you to accept lies. And I just beg you, if you've been on the fence out there, to research history and reality and to come in and join the good guys. Because we're going to win this thing. It's going to be hard for those of us on the tip of the spear. But things would be a lot easier and go a lot quicker if people would just take action. All right, I'm done ranting. It's just hearing about all the people getting harassed and stuff. It really upsets me. It doesn't scare me. It upsets me. It makes me mad. Jason in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Good.
About time for all these goons to realize that they're not on the big side here. It's going to be before too long they're going to realize they're on the small team and whatnot as far
There's
as
also
goes.
A judge over everything, and these people don't believe in God. They will.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the problem with going to city council and all that stuff here is, like, you don't know if you're really talking with corrupt people or good people or not usually half the time, you know? So that's kind of...
Well, you're going to draw them out, though.
Yeah, this is true, over time.
What's on your mind, Jason?
Comments. One thing is, they're not... I'm wondering what's going on. No one's bringing up talking about the off-site nuclear plants, especially the one off-site that was supposedly already starting to go into meltdown or whatever. I'm not totally sure where it's at, but no one's talking about the off-site plants, the smaller ones. And then...
That's right. There's a bunch of other plants reportedly having trouble in Japan. At least four of the six reactors have had partial meltdowns. Two of them, they report, have gone through complete meltdown.
Yeah.
I mean, why do they build these unstable, dangerous reactors their own General Electric engineers decades ago resigned over it? Why do they build them on fault lines? Why do they store the reactor rods on top of the... I mean, it's crazy. These people are nuts.
Chris, really? It's part of a big plan, I would imagine. It's the only thing that seems to make any kind of sense. But
the plan is they don't care. These people are just nuts.
Sickening, really. Sitting here trying to protect my family and thinking of the things they're doing here about guys chopping up men and women with machetes and things, it just blows your mind. You're like,
and the UN backing them?
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know what's going
Rwanda,
on.
Rwanda, Ivory Coast. Every time the UN goes in somewhere, it's just absolute mass murder. And I got to hear all these idiot fake liberals telling me how loving the UN is. You're a bunch of morons. Mainline conservatives have no idea what's going on. It just makes me sick. Jason, I appreciate your call. Good points. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. We've been getting a bunch of these reporters coming around to some of our local meetings from a company called Patch.com. And a lot of people didn't know what Patch.com was. Are you familiar with this?
It rings a bell. Tell me.
Well, it looks like Patch.com is owned by AOL. And the person...
Well, that's Arianna Huffington. So they're sending operatives to the meetings to do what?
Basically, to report slanted news is basically it. I mean, we've had a recent meeting in our local town.
Now, I did see a report a few months ago about this. We need to do more on this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they came to, and they said that we had this like big contentious meeting and things like that, and it never happened. The only contention part that happened was at the end of the meeting. But to make
well, that's like Snopes and all these groups. They just say it's like Media Matters, that we are a nonpartisan, total authority on facts. And meanwhile, their internal memos are, we will destroy them. We will get the alternative media, total power, guerrilla warfare. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And they're isolated in specific states like New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, Connecticut, California.
Yeah, they're in blue states. I'm looking at a map. I've read about, stay there, I'm going to come back to you and other callers, even though Bob Chapman's coming up in about 5-6 minutes. We'll get to you while he's on with us. We got Federal Jack under FBI infiltration. It's incredible. It's all coming up. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.